Plumes of smoke fill the sky as hundreds defy a government lockdown and take to the streets of Honiara. Anti-government protesters marched in the east of the capital and in Chinatown, setting fire to buildings and looting shops. The protests were led by people from the nation's most populous island, the Malaita province. They want the Prime Minister to step down, accusing him of failing to deliver key infrastructure in the region. They're also angry about the government's decision to sever long-standing ties with Taiwan after 36 years and declare allegiance with Beijing.
What we're seeing is a coalescing of deep historical tensions between the provinces and the central government, which have been exacerbated by the geopolitical competition in the region in an unhelpful way.
The South Pacific has been a diplomatic stronghold for Taiwan, but China's influence is growing in this region. Now only four Pacific nations, including Palau and the Marshall Islands, are considered allies of Taipei.
If China uses more financial aid to pull these diplomatic countries to establish relations with China and sever ties with Taiwan, it's undeniable that Taiwan's economic strength will hardly prevent China from doing such things.
Beijing considers Taiwan a rogue breakaway province and wants it reunited with China. But the demonstrators here remain loyal to Taipei and vow to strengthen their protests in the coming days. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera.